Steve Cochran Show presents the most valuable person on the planet. The MVPP is sponsored by MegaPros. They make it fun to get stuff done.
And now it's time to move on to a little something we call
the most valuable person on the planet.
What's the best way to create great entrepreneurs as grown-ups? Start when they're teenagers. Candace Cunningham is the founder of As One We Can Foundation. And Candace joins me now. Candace, you're all of what, 30, 31 years old or something?
Yes, I'm 31.
And you're out there teaching entrepreneurial development to teenagers. This is why you're the MVPP. This is why you're valuable in such a big way. Congratulations and thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right, so how'd you get into this?
Well, I started the program about 11 years ago, and I was doing after-school programs and summer programs, and it gave me a very limited amount of time to be with the kids. And I noticed how just a short amount of time has such a wonderful impact on them. And I was able to see that, you know, usually the stereotype of kids from disadvantaged communities is that they, you know, they don't have any ambition, they're bad kids, that they don't mean well. And I was able to see that that was not true. With just a little bit of guidance, they were able to do a lot of great things. And I saw that they had a lot of hidden potential that just needed to be tapped into. And I figured if I could help give them the right tools, that we would be able to solve a lot of the problems that were going on in the community.
Yeah, but you're all about your mindset, your attitude, and the things that are, you know, well, make you tick. How do you teach that?
I teach that, you know, through just real life, hands-on experience. So as things come up through my interaction with them, I use it as a lesson. And I teach them, you know, that it's important to be a great person. It's important to have good character. And I'm always stressing to them that they need to invest in themselves. And by investing in themselves, they need to invest in knowledge and educating themselves and just making sure that they're being a good person.
The students are organizing, planning, designing, with Candace's help, their first in-store pop-up retail event. Delano Court in Chicago South Loop. It's next to the Icon Showplace Theater on Roosevelt. And your attendance for any of the events would be greatly appreciated. There's a launch party on June 27th from 5 to 9. And then the whole retail experience, noon to 6 Friday, 10 to 6 Saturday, 10 to 6 Sunday. You could also help by going to ShopRise.org and see some of the cool online e-tail type stores that have been created, or stuff that's been created, and buy stuff right there because that helps too. So, Candace, you're getting it done.
Yes, I have. Somebody has to do it. It has to start somewhere. I just want to do my part.
Again, shoprise.org. You are the MVPP, Candace. Thank you. Hold on, okay?
Thank you very much.
Yeah. That's it. 31 years old, Bridget Gaynor.
It's pretty impressive.
Pretty good, right?
Yeah. Good to be 31 again.
Oh, if I was only 31.
Oh, if I was only 31.
If I knew at 31 what I knew now.
Or if I didn't know now what I didn't know then. It'd be even better.
There's that. Now, I've got notes here that say you're pressed for time. Okay, you need to leave now.
Soon.
So before you leave now, because we're giving away this trip to Prague here in a few minutes and you can't win. Before you leave.
That's why I'm leaving. It's a protest.
At least give me something on one of the other things that got passed and your thoughts on it. We talked about gambling.
Marijuana, I think that, look, it's the way the country's going, and it's kind of not that different from drinking. And so, you know, the idea that all these people get hung up on it, I think that that was, you know, a long and well-trod path. The biggest thing is to make sure that it doesn't just, people that make the money aren't just a small few that are concentrated, that it really gets out and a mm-hmm. lot of people have the access to share in the wealth, mm-hmm. and that the money actually flows back to the state. That's the most important thing to me. On the Reproductive Health Act, Kelly Cassidy, I think, you know, she had an incredibly stellar, you know, she championed both the reproductive health as well as the marijuana legalization. You know, we are in all around the country, it is going absolutely the opposite direction on women's access to reproductive rights and abortion. And
by gaming state house legislatures and controverting a Supreme Court ruling. You want to change the law? Change it fairly and legally.
Right.
Not
so
this nonsense.
They're coming up with all these things. I mean, this idea that there's no exception for rape or incest, that there's no protection for a minor. I mean, it is off the charts. And, you know, there's one place for a woman to get an abortion in the entire state of Missouri. And, you know, look, I know it's a controversial issue and people have strong feelings about it either way, but you cannot make someone, they have to have a choice about when they become a mother. And this was, I think, really important because the rest of the country is going in the other direction.
And again, it's the law.
It's the law, and it should be the law around the country, and it's a distraction. It's just like when, you know, Bush and those guys put on all that gay marriage votes in 94. It's something to distract people away from the things that, in a lot of ways, they really care about, which is their ability to feed
Clinton.
Their family. And
94, you mean Clinton?
No, when George Bush put...
in Texas?
Kind of forces, no, around the country. They put,
you mean 04 then? Because in 94, George was busy with the Texas Rangers, I think.
The senior, though.
Oh, senior. This is after he left office.
Yeah.
Okay.
Was it 94? I thought it was 94. Then.
94, that was Clinton's reign.
Right.
Yeah. But so maybe George was hanging around.
Either one of those. So, but it's a way to gin people up, and I don't really think it... most people are concerned about, do they have a job? Are the kids safe? Do they have a good place to go to school? And these things can really foment a lot of division and hate. So.
And we'll leave it on that happy note.
On that cheerful note. So people are looking forward to my return.
It's great to have you back.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
All right. Get out there. Have some fun this weekend.
I will. You too.
And we'll see you next week.
All right.
And report in as needed.
I will.
Yeah. Okay. Trip to Prague. Trip to Prague is coming up. Who's this sponsored by, Super Joe? The MVP piece sponsored by Mega Pros. They make it fun to get stuff done. And we got a quick break. We're coming back with the headlines on 720 WGN.